You're listening to WKUF LP Flint, 94.3 FM. My name is J.L. Massimino, and welcome to our 50th anniversary presentation of Carole King's landmark album, Tapestry. Released on February 10th, 1971, Tapestry spent 15 weeks at number one on the Billboard chart, has sold over 25 million copies, and won 4 Grammys, including Album of the Year. King wrote or co-wrote every song on the album, some of which had already been hits for other artists. The massive success of Tapestry made Carole King a household name, helped popularize the singer-songwriter genre, and was key in the advancement of women in popular music. In addition to playing Tapestry in its entirety, I'll also be sharing some facts about the album and Carole's career. I've also got some surprises to close out the hour. Kicking off our presentation is a song that all music critic Stuart Mason described as the ultimate in hippie chick eroticism. This is I Feel the Earth Move.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Hey, you're so far away. Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WKUF's 50th anniversary presentation of Carole King's Tapestry, which was released on February 10th, 1971, a day after Carole's 29th birthday. The song you just heard was It's Too Late, which Carole co-wrote with Toni Stern, a female songwriter from Los Angeles. Before that was So Far Away, which featured James Taylor on acoustic guitar. We opened up the show with I Feel the Earth Move. Both I Feel the Earth Move and It's Too Late were released as a double A-sided single in April of 1971. It spent 5 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Carole recorded sporadically in the 50s and 60s, but was best known during that time for her songwriting partnership with Jerry Goffin, who she was married to from 1959 to 1968. With Carole composing the music and Jerry writing the lyrics, they became one of pop music's most successful songwriting teams, penning such classics as The Locomotion, Up on the Roof, and I'm Into Something Good. In 1968, Carole resumed her recording career by forming a trio called The City, who recorded one album before breaking up in 1969. That year, she joined James Taylor's backing band, and it was he who encouraged her to sing her own songs. In 1970, Carole recorded her debut solo album, Writer, and this set the stage for Tapestry, which was recorded in January of 1971. Although popular with the general public, Tapestry's personal lyrics and the fact that Carole was a woman who wrote and performed her own material struck a chord with female listeners in particular. It's similar to the reaction Alanis Morissette's album Jagged Little Pill received over two decades later. Up next is track 4 from Tapestry, Home Again.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow. Feeling right. with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful. Is a place that I know, where I can find shelter from a hunger and cold, and the sweet taste in is so easily found. Way over yonder, that's where I'm bound. I know when I get there, the first thing I'll see is the sun shining golden, shining right down on me. Then proudly, in true peace of mind. Talking about a talking about a way over yonder is a place I have seen in a garden of wisdom from some long ago.
Hi, I'm J.L. Massimino. You're in the middle of WKUF's 50th anniversary presentation of Carole King's landmark album Tapestry, which was released on February 10th, 1971 and earned 4 Grammys, including one for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Carole wasn't able to attend the Grammy ceremony because she was at home caring for her newborn daughter. The song we just heard was Way Over Yonder. Before that was Beautiful, which, according to Carole, came from her realization while riding the New York City subway that the way she perceived others reflected how she felt. She also said that because it came to her spontaneously, she initially didn't realize some of the professional details of the song, such as the lack of rhyme in the refrain, which if she was writing the song consciously, she would have included. The song also served as the inspiration for the title of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which won 2 Tonys, including one for Jessie Mueller for Best Leading Actress in a Musical, and a Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album. We're going to flip the record and kick off side 2 of Tapestry with a song that James Taylor took to number 1 on the Hot 100 in July of 1971 and earned Carole a Grammy for Song of the Year. According to James, Carole told him the song was a response to the line in his song Fire and Rain that goes, "I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend." In a 1972 interview, Carole said that she didn't write it with James or anybody really specifically in mind, but when James heard it, he really liked it and wanted to record it. Featuring James on acoustic guitar and he and Joni Mitchell on backing vocals, this is You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled, to bright just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, got a friend. If the sky above you grows dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow, soon you'll hear me knocking at your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, yeah, to see you again. Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend, when people can be so cold, they'll hurt you, yes, and desert you, and take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them. You just call my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, 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 to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call.
I would go to the ends of the earth, 'cause darling, to me that's what you're worth. Where you lead, I will follow, anywhere that you tell me to. If you need, you need me to be with you, I will follow. Where you lead, if you're out, feeling lonely, always wanted a real home with flowers on the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if
In case you're just tuning in, you are listening to WKUF's 50th anniversary presentation of Carole King's Tapestry, which was released on February 10th, 1971. We just heard Where You Lead, which Carole co-wrote with another female songwriter, Toni Stern. Soon after the release of Tapestry, Carole realized that Where You Lead was somewhat politically incorrect due to its Stand By Your Man-styled lyrics. As a result, she stopped performing it live until the lyrics were revised in 2000. It was this revised version of Where You Lead that served as the theme song for the TV show Gilmore Girls. In addition to recording the theme with her oldest daughter, Louise Goffin, Carole also made guest appearances on Gilmore Girls as Sophie, the owner of the town's music store. Up next is a song that Carole wrote with Jerry Goffin. The Shirelles recorded it in 1960, and it reached number one for them in January of 1961. Carole's version is in a slower tempo and again features James Taylor on acoustic guitar and he and Joni Mitchell on backing vocals. This is Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Still love me tomorrow.
meets the morning sun. I'd like to know that your love is love. My life has been a tapestry of rich and royal hue, an everlasting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green on either side. He moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for, where he ought to go. Once he reached for something golden hanging from a tree, and his hand came down empty. Soon within my tapestry along the rutted road, he sat down on a river rock and turned into a toad. It seemed that he had fallen into someone's wicked spell, and I wept to see him suffer, though I didn't know him well. As I watched in sorrow, there suddenly appeared a figure gray and ghostly beneath the flowing beard. In times of deepest darkness, I've seen him dressed in black. Now my tapestry's unraveling. He's come to take me back. He's come to take me back.
As we wind down our 50th anniversary presentation of Carole King's Tapestry, you just heard the title track. Before that, we heard Smackwater Jack, which Carole wrote with her ex-husband, Jerry Goffin. It differs from the other songs on the album, which are more personal in nature. Tapestry was produced by Lou Adler, who also produced Carole's next five studio albums, the last one being her 1976 release, Thoroughbred. In addition to songwriting and producing for several artists, Adler directed and co-produced the Cheech and Chong movie Up in Smoke and was the executive producer of the 1975 cult classic The Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you're a fan of the NBA, you may have seen Adler sitting courtside next to Jack Nicholson at home games for the LA Lakers. Adler's work on Tapestry earned him two Grammys, Record of the Year for It's Too Late and Album of the Year. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. Tapestry remains one of the most acclaimed works in pop music. In 2020, it was ranked number 25 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. It's also been the subject of at least three tribute albums. Carole also performed the album in its entirety at the British Summertime Festival in Hyde Park, London, on July 3, 2016. The performance was released in 2017 as Tapestry, Live at Hyde Park. Closing out our presentation of Tapestry is another song written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. It was inspired by Atlantic Records co-owner and producer Jerry Wexler. Wexler, a student of African-American musical culture, had been mulling over the concept of the natural man when he drove by Carole on the streets of New York. He shouted out to her that he wanted a natural woman song for Aretha Franklin's next album. Goffin and King wrote the song that night. They granted Wexler a co-writing credit as their way of saying thank you. This is Carole's version of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel uninspired, and when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.
Thank you for listening to WKUF's 50th anniversary presentation of Carole King's landmark album Tapestry. My name is J.L. Massimino, and I'm the host of the J.L. Massimino Show, airing right here on WKUF every Wednesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. We just finished listening to Tapestry in its entirety, but we're going to close out the hour with two bonus tracks. On the way, we're going to hear Carole's demo version of a song she wrote with Jerry Goffin that became a hit for one of the most popular acts of the 1960s. But first, a bonus track that was included on the 1999 CD reissue of Tapestry. This is Out in the Cold.
Out in the cold.
lasted me all the